104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Roo, one of the stories that for many months now has had you and I and everyone just shaking our heads.
Yep.
And unfortunately, it played out in the courts again yesterday. And we're talking about the unfortunate death of Nicole Tucker. This happened back in October of last year.
Yep.
We are just outraged, I think is the right word, at the sentencing of the young hoon driver who pleaded guilty in court and admitted death by dangerous driving, and he will serve just a few more months.
Yep, got a 10-month total, which, you know, you can't even try and justify how that equates to life of an innocent lady.
There's no way you can.
You can't.
What about the impact and the effect on Nicole's family? It's been enormous, and I've spoken to Brett Tucker, her husband, a couple of times, and I hope you won't mind me saying this, but he's been a little bit frustrated by the reporting of it as well. There have been too many mistakes made in the media, both TV, radio, also in the papers. And as a result of yesterday's sentencing, he wants to have a chat about it. And we're very, very grateful that he's given us a call this morning. Brett, good morning.
G'day, Chris. How are you going?
Good. Brett, you've had to endure this for many months now, and it culminated with yesterday. That I'm interested to know your reaction. John Rau, our DPP, Adam Kimber, have admitted, or they're saying that they are powerless to do anything about this law. And I'm talking about the sentencing of this young lad. He was tried as an adult, yet still gets sentenced as a youth. How do you respond to that, or to the fact that they are saying their hands are tied?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things that our family and friends are all upset about, and that's the, firstly the way it's been reported in the media. I watched a couple of things and listened to a couple of things yesterday that were linked to the Adelaide Now website. You know, 5AA reported that Nicole was stationary at the bottom of the expressway. Channel 7 had a reenactment of the accident where she was stationary at the bottom of the expressway and this huge cloud in the back of her. She wasn't on the expressway. She was travelling north on South Road. So it's 9 months ago, and they still can't get their facts right.
Mm.
Then we've got all the surprises that we find out in court, and then for the passenger initially, and then on the driver, the latest court cases. You know, they were doing over 200 kilometres an hour. We initially got told they were doing in excess of 160. Well, over 200 is a hell of a lot more than doing just over 160. Well,
that's incredible to be able to do that.
Well, they were doing over 160 half a second out from point of impact because they got that from the airbag.
Gee.
So 100 mile an hour, Nicole had no chance.
Mm.
And she was driving through a green light. And then whilst some people are aware of this 40% discount that you receive if you plead guilty early, well, that's great. Sorry, he was driving a stolen car who was doing over 200 kilometres an hour. He killed Nicole. He ran from the scene of the accident. I'm curious as to which bit of that he can plead not guilty to.
Exactly.
So I don't know how he gets 40% off.
Yeah, very good
and
point.
And then we're sitting in court and he then gets told that he's going to be sentenced as an adult. So we thought, okay, well, we can take small positives out of things that have happened with the loss of Nick's life. But then to turn around and say, oh, but by the same token, we've got the Youth Protection Act, so therefore he's going to be sentenced as an adult, but we're bound by that. And this isn't the judge's fault. This is the whole law's problem. And Michael O'Connell, the victim, commissioner of victim, whatever it is,
yep,
has come out and said to us about it and said, this is the thing that government did when they announced all this. They banged their chest that, how great is this? We're now going to charge these youths who do, you know, horrendous crimes as adults. But by the same token, they didn't announce the fact that, oh, we've still got the Youth Protection Act behind the scenes. You know, we left the DPP's office and I had two SAPOL officers there and one of my mates who's a member of SAPOL as well. And all three of them, when we got outside, thought, well, that was the first they knew that if you get sentenced as an adult, that the Youth Protection Act can come over the top of it all.
So it's a waste of time. That actual law
Correct.
About sentencing
Correct.
As an adult is a waste of time.
Yeah,
can I ask you,
exactly.
Have you had a conversation with John Rau about this, our Attorney General?
Yeah. So he rang me on Monday to let me know that they were going to put it to Parliament yesterday.
To change it?
Yeah, to change it. And, yeah, unfortunately it doesn't bring Nick back, but, you know, it might help the next family because these clowns are absolute idiots, so I'll do it again.
They can't go back and have a look at this sentence, can they?
No, not at all, because those laws are in place. So they've told us, you know, we can't go backwards in time and change the law and try and then go in for this.
How long was this kid's rap sheet?
Oh, he had plenty of charges. He had two pages of charges reading out. Plus, he was out on, I don't know whether it's bail or what he was out
good
on.
Good behaviour bond or something.
He was riding around on a trail bike or a mini bike or something with no helmet on a month or so beforehand and got pulled over by the police. So he was out. He was out of custody on that. And yet, then he's gone out and they've stolen the car. And then and defence tried to play it that he'd only driven dangerously for the last 90 seconds whilst he was driving the car because he didn't want to bring attention to himself.
What was he like in court?
Stolen car.
What was he like in court?
I glared at him the whole time and he was shaking constantly in the dock. And as soon as they said, you'll be out in 10 months, he stopped shaking. He didn't smirk, but he stopped shaking because he knew, that's over. I've done the right thing. I've looked really upset. Now I can get on with life, which we can't.
Yeah. No. Look, Brett, it's hard to know what to say here. Obviously, the law is at fault, and I'm hoping that John Rowe has the strength and the power to change this because this is outrageous.
Is that what you want to do now, Brett? Do you want to make sure that they get this right and get the sentencing right for other people that this may happen to in the future?
They have to, Mark.
Yep.
They really do. Oh, well. And the other thing I just want to touch on in regards to the media, most of the media's been really good, but yesterday my daughter was in tears at school, went home, and we had Channel 9 sitting outside of our house.
Yeah. Got to have some respect, surely.
A bit of sensitivity needed.
That was in the DPP's press release, to leave us alone, that these scum went to our house tried to film my 17-year-old daughter.
Brett, very brave of you to talk this morning, and you've held it together magnificently, mate, and explained it beautifully as well. And
thanks, guys.
I don't know what to say except good luck to your entire family moving forward. And let's hope that out of this, result comes out of this year. Good on you, Brett. Well done. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brett.
Brett Tucker, the husband of Nicole Tucker.